Hello.
Hey, Chuck, this is Chris Strockwitz out in California. How are you doing?
Chris.
Yeah.
How we doing, Chris?
I'm doing pretty good. I'm glad you called me because, you know, I forgot to ever get a chance to have a little talk with you about your background, you know, how where you started and all that kind of... What is your real name? Is it Chuck Guillory?
Yeah, that's the way I wanted on...
Okay, but your actual name is Murphy. Murphy Chuck Guillory.
Yeah, Murphy Chuck Guillory.
Where were you born at?
Mamou.
In Mamou?
Yeah.
What's your birthday, can I know?
1919.
What's the day in the month?
The 16th.
Which month?
August the 16th.
August 16th.
1919.
Aha, so you just had a birthday not too long ago. How did you get into fiddling?
Well, my old man used to fiddle... Chris.
Uh-huh.
But he didn't teach me.
Huh.
You know, he used to hire his fiddle. I used to climb, you know, in them old thing we used to have in the old time, you know.
Uh-huh.
I used to steal his violin and come down and practice by myself and put it back up, you know.
Uh-huh. But he did play pretty good, huh?
Oh, yeah. He was pretty good fiddle.
And... How old were you when you first started playing with
the fiddle? I started playing the dance at 8 years old.
Ah, be darned. Was your father a farmer or?
Farmer.
Did he play dances or?
Yeah, he played dance with me till I had to let him go. You know, he couldn't follow me no more.
Aha. Uh-huh. What was his name?
Maddy Guillory. M-E-D-Y. Maddy.
Maddy. Ah.
M-E-D-Y.
Ah, be darned. But he never recorded, did he?
No.
How did you get to start playing dances? Was it this people kept asking for it?
Oh, I started playing the dance, and he was playing with me, you know.
Uh-huh. And that was all around Mamou you started playing?
Well, we play all over them little place, you know, close to Lake Charles, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Them old-time hall, you know, the country hall.
Hmm.
No fan. We didn't have no fan. You talk about sweat. I remember that good, Chris.
Uh-huh.
It wasn't like right now, you know. Right now, the air condition.
Mm-hmm.
Saturday night, we played Natchez, Mississippi.
Ah. Oh, this past Saturday?
Yeah, last Saturday, past.
Oh, I see.
Last Saturday, yeah, Natchez, Mississippi.
Uh-huh.
My whole band. Caro was there. We had a bass.
Good. How did you happen to make those records back, I guess, in the late 40s, was it, when you made it?
Yeah, with me and Caro?
Yeah.
Well, we made that in New Orleans.
Uh-huh. Who was the man that came and did it?
Chris, I don't remember. He was a digo.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. He made me cut Tolemo's, I think it was eight to ten times. So I started talking in French in there, you know. So he answered in French. He said, I can't speak French yet. I was cursing, you know.
Uh-huh.
So we all make a laugh with that. Come out all right.
Uh-huh. How did you, what made you decide, were you ever tempted to play accordion or was it fiddle always here?
The fiddle. That's my music.
Uh-huh.
Chris.
Yeah?
The fiddle.
How would you put that? What's the kind of sound that you like?
I like the French. I like French number on the fiddle.
Uh-huh.
Then I like country and western on the fiddle.
Mm-hmm.
Rock and roll. I can play anything they want.
Mm-hmm.
But like Saturday night, we played, asked me about, maybe 20 or 25 French number. We know it all. I know them all.
Uh-huh.
And we played.
Okay.
And everyone they asked, we played.
Uh-huh. Do you remember the time when the accordion first came in, or was it always fiddles way where you grew up?
Yeah, I remember. I used to play. I made a couple song with Milton Molitor, Chris.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Hotel Walls. I record that, me and him.
Was that for Dr. Harry Oster?
No, we record that in Appaloosas.
Huh. He made some records up in Op.
Yeah, we made some. We cut that in Appaloosas.
Milton Molitor, huh?
Oakdale Walls and Oakdale Two-Step. I think it's 2 or 3 records I recorded with that band, but he's gone, and he died.
He was a singer, huh?
Yeah, he was. He sing high.
Yeah, he was a good singer, I remember.
Oh, yeah, he's a good, he was a good, he was one of the best accordion players I ever heard.
Uh-huh. That was before you made your own, or no, afterwards?
No, before.
Before?
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. You remember who that was for, but...
No, Chris, I don't remember.
Don't remember that. And
but I can't find out. People around here.
I think I may have the record. I'll just have to look for it under Milton Molitor's name.
Yeah, Milton Molitor.
Uh-huh. And then when that... What was your biggest seller? Was that the Grand Texas or...?
Yeah, Big Texas in Tolan Walls.
At the Tolan Walls, uh-huh.
Then me and Jimmy, we record Sharp Petit and... I don't remember, but we recorded a lot of records.
Oh, you mean you also backed up Jimmy Newman?
Oh, yes.
Oh, I
see. Jimmy played for me. I'm the one put him where he's at.
Ah, I see. Oh, you started him.
Oh, yes, Grace. I'm not lying to you.
Uh-huh.
George Jones, I'm the one put him where he's at.
Oh, is that right?
George Jones, I used to pay him. I had my full band, you know, the man was poor. And he begged me to play. I didn't need him. I had a 7-piece band. I hired him anyway.
Uh-huh.
$5 a night.
Where was that at?
In Lake Charles.
In Lake Charles.
Yeah, he used to live in Beaumont, him.
Oh, he came from Beaumont?
On the right.
Uh-huh.
All right, no car.
Uh-huh.
A little cheap guitar, his box was all busted. After the dance, Chris, I want you to put that on the paper wherever you want.
I will.
After the dance. Uh-huh. He used to sleep on the table till daybreak, then get ride back to Beaumont.
Is that right?
Oh, yeah, I'm not... That's right, yeah.
Yeah. That was George Jones. Oh, about what year was that, do you remember? Was that before the war ended or after the war?
After the war.
After the war, yeah.
Oh, yeah, you can put that. I can guarantee you it's right.
Uh-huh.
Not pulling a leg.
You had a 7-piece band. What club were you working at?
At the Silver Star.
At the Silver Star in Lake Charles, huh?
Yeah.
And who did you have in your band? Do you remember some of the guys?
Oh, I had Jimmy.
What did he play? Guitar?
Guitar, yeah.
Uh-huh.
Then I have a piano player. His name is, let me see. He live in Baton Rouge now. He don't play no more.
Hmm.
Then I have Tommy Gonsalves on a trumpet.
What's his name? Tommy? Yeah. Tommy Flanagan?
No, Gonsalves. Tommy Gonsalves.
Gonsalves,
yeah. Gonsalves.
Uh-huh.
On the trumpet.
Uh-huh.
Then I had Cochon on the drum.
Oh, yeah, a pork chop, huh?
A pork chop. Then I had a bass fiddle from Le Carter somewhere there, but he's dead.
Uh-huh.
A little Dion.
Who was that?
A bass fiddle.
He was a Duhon?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
He died.
Uh-huh. And would you play mostly French pieces at that time, or half and half?
Half and half, Chris.
Uh-huh. They like the country music a lot,
oh,
too.
Oh, yeah, they like it, yeah.
Did George Jones sing with you at that time?
Oh, yes.
Uh-huh.
He sang English number. I'll be darned. But he didn't write no song that time. He was singing, you know, the song was hot.
Yeah.
All them records was hot.
Uh-huh.
But he was good. I knew he was going somewhere.
How long after that did he start making records?
Oh, Chris, about a year, about a year and a half, 2 years
uh-huh.
after that.
Something like that. And then Jimmy Newman, he also wasn't known then at that time, was he?
Jimmy, when I hired him,
yeah.
He didn't know where to start or when to quit. He didn't know nothing.
I see.
I tried him. I was playing every night.
Did you play fiddle on those things that he cut for Khoury, for George Khoury?
I think so.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
I have to listen to that. Because I think he made that, his first records for Khoury, didn't he?
I think I did, Chris.
Uh-huh. I forgot the name of it, but there was one or two numbers, I think. And then, how you been making a living since then? Did the music kind of go down a little bit after that, or?
Well, the music went down. Then I opened a big store here in my hometown.
Oh, you have a store there in Mamou?
Yeah, for 27 years.
Oh, really? What's the name of it?
Gear Superette. I made my pocket full.
Uh-huh.
Then I just sold it again, Chris. I closed it at 6 7 years.
Oh, you
I
just
didn't need that anymore. I closed it.
Oh, you just closed it.
Then I remodeled. Then I just sold it last week.
So you can retire now.
I didn't need that anymore, you know.
So you can.
And I kept some land on this on the left side then.
Yeah.
You never came to my house. Huh? I don't think so.
No, I don't think I ever did. I think the first time I met you, I came to the store, actually. I came to that Superette, yeah.
Yeah?
I believe so.
On the north side, I got two big lots, and I got the street and everything. I kept that. I didn't sell that.
Oh, good.
I got a trailer already on that. I'll put maybe another one there.
Oh, good. And have you known old Preston for a long time?
Oh, Lord, yeah.
He goes...
The band is doing good. He played Saturday... I gotta watch him, you know.
Yeah.
I gotta watch him just like a kid.
So you don't drink too much, huh?
That's right. I gotta watch him, but he plays some music. You can't find better than that.
That's right.
Watch him.
That's right.
You gotta watch him.
Yeah. Well, good. So you still have an opportunity to play on weekends sometimes when...
Oh, yeah. We play all we want, Chris.
Oh, really? Good.
Listen, that's one thing I want to ask you.
Mm-hmm.
If you see something for us over there, we'll go. Episode over there.
Oh yeah, well I'll try, but it's just, you know, it's hard with all these young bands coming in here trying to play for nothing. You know, it's hard to get any money out of anybody.
Yeah, it'd be a different style though if we go over there.
That's true. That's true. Well, any of your brothers and sisters play music, or are you kind of the only one?
No, I got one of my brother, Bernal. He used to play a little bit of violin, but not. No, not good.
Not real good.
No, he used to play a few songs, you know.
Uh-huh.
But me and my old man.
Mm-hmm. What would you say, why did you start playing music?
I don't know, Chris. Every time since I'm four or five years old, I like music.
Uh-huh.
And I'm still like music. I really play music than eat.
Mm-hmm.
It's true.
Yeah.
Hey, my wife said, "What's the matter with you?" I said, I like that.
Yeah.
I got three television over here.
Uh-huh.
And I just got we got the governor's race coming up in the 24th.
Uh-huh.
He sent me a gazette in the mail.
Uh-huh.
One of my governor, Billy Tozer.
Mm-hmm.
He's running for governor.
Uh-huh.
He talk about some good music. I just got it in there yesterday.
Huh.
I'm playing. I got my radio in my truck and in her car wide open all the time. I enjoy music.
Uh-huh. Who did you like when you were growing up? Who did you listen behind, you know?
Well, some of them boys, they all gone. Leo Swallow. You remember that?
Oh, yeah.
You remember Leo?
Oh, yeah.
Harry Shows.
Mm-hmm.
I like Harry Shows.
Did you ever see him play?
Oh, yes. I won the contest one Saturday in Eunice.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah, one Saturday at 12 o'clock, they had contest, violin contest. I won everybody there.
Hmm. When was it? Remember the year or something?
Chris, if I tell you a lie to you, it's a good while back.
Yeah, I know.
It's about...
Shortly after the Second War, was it? Or?
Yeah, it's about... About 50 years.
Yeah, it's a long time ago, huh?
55 years.
Mm-hmm. And
but it was a contest.
Who put on the contest there?
The mayor of Eunice.
Oh, really? Huh.
Yes. Uh-huh. And the one that won the contest, he had to play the dance at night.
Ah, I see.
You understand?
Yeah.
For the same prize.
Uh-huh.
they had a little cash there.
Uh-huh.
But in these days, there was a lot of money. I think it's $50.
Uh-huh.
$50 if you win the first prize. Then you have to play the dance.
Uh-huh. Who else was in the contest, you remember, besides Harry Schultz?
Leo Swallow was there.
Oh, he was there.
Elias Swallow. I don't think you...
Oh, yes, I've heard of him, yes.
Yeah, uh-huh. But yes. He was there too.
Ah, yes.
There was cousins.
Oh, they were cousins. I wasn't quite sure how they were related.
Yeah. Uh-huh. So you know part of them people, huh?
Oh, yeah. I've heard some of the records.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. And he made some discs together with Leo.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
I've been having a hard time finding them. But
and my brother-in-law, he's gone. Hold it, I forgot his name. How you like that? My brother-in-law, he's dead this 5-6 years.
Oh, was
Isaac Swallow.
Oh, Isaac Swallow.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
He was there too.
Was Cheese Reed there or somebody like that or no?
No, Cheese was. I don't think he was good enough to be there.
Uh huh. He wasn't quite.
No, he wasn't there, Chris.
Uh huh. And but those were it. The Swallows, three Swallows.
Yeah, Elias, and Leo, and Isaac.
Uh huh. And then Harry Schultz came over from. Where was he living at the time?
Over Sulphur.
In Sulphur. Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Uh huh. I guess Lutter and Darbone wasn't playing much at that time.
No, Lutter wasn't there.
Mm-hmm. That was the real Cajun stuff, huh?
Yeah. You remember Lutter pretty good?
Oh, yeah, I know him real well, yeah.
He was pretty good in that time.
Yeah, he sure was, yeah. Mm-hmm. Him and his Hackberry Ramblers, yeah. I like the way Linus sang, yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he was a good singer.
I like him. They used to play here. I was small. They used to play the old hall in Mamua. I used to go listen to them.
Oh, yeah? What was the name of the hall?
Caso Fontenot Hall.
Caso Fontenot
Hall. Yes, French name.
Huh.
Caso Fontenot Hall. They used to play in there.
Huh.
No fan.
No.
Open window outside. You know the old door.
Yeah, yeah. Did you grow up speaking French pretty much?
Oh yeah. Mm-hmm.
When did you learn English?
Well, I went to school.
Ah, uh-huh, in school.
Hard time.
Yeah.
I had to walk 15 miles to go to school.
Oh, boy, really?
Yeah, walk and a piece of cornbread and a little pint of milk. Oh, we were seven in the family.
And it was way out in the country?
Way out in the country, I'd go to school, play dance to raise my family. I'm the one that raised them all.
Oh, really? Oh, boy.
At that time, I used to go in Eunice, me and my old man, play in the saloon. Okay. Nick's Bar.
Which one?
Nick Farrow's Bar.
Nick's Farrow?
Yeah. That's a Digo.
He's Italian?
A Digo, yeah.
F-E-R-R-O?
Yes.
Like
Nick Farrow, yes.
Okay, his bar. That was in Eunice?
In Eunice, right on Main Street. It's still there. The bar's still there.
Oh, really?
Oh, it's wide open.
Huh.
We used to go every Saturday afternoon. Hmm. I was 7.5 years old.
I'll be done.
We used to sit down there, me and my old man. We used to pick up $10, $15 every Saturday.
I'll be darned.
Quarter and nickel and dime. That was money at that time.
Yeah, that was in the mid-1920s. Would you just have the two fiddles?
Two fiddles that time, just for entertaining the people.
Did your father sing or did...
No.
Both of you just played?
Yeah, but I used to sing a little bit.
Oh, you did? Oh, I see.
Yeah, I'm the one singing Tolan Waltz.
Oh, you sing the Tolan Waltz?
Yes.
Oh, that's right. Oh, yeah. Uh-huh. And then you, where did you go from that bar? Did you play there for many years, or?
No, we didn't play too long there.
No, it didn't do too long, huh?
No. Then I started playing dance.
Oh, then you started playing?
8 years old, 9, 10, then I went up higher.
Uh-huh,
Then I had to let the old man go. You know, he couldn't follow me no more, and I had to get better musician, you know.
You got better than him, huh?
Yeah, that's right. You know, it's bad, you know, when you got to let your old man go.
Yeah.
But I had to.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's an interesting story. Well, I think I got enough, and I think...
Okay, and you talked pretty good with Caro.
Yeah, I got some story on him.
Hey,
you know.
He got some big story, too. Boy, we had a good time, Chris, Saturday. I drove all the way to over there,
uh-huh.
All the way gone. Then Carl Wood drove all the way back.
Oh, he did, huh?
We came back at 5 o'clock Sunday morning.
Uh-huh. Was it a concert or dance? Kind of?
Dance. Oh, okay.
Good.
About 5,000 or 6,000 people.
Oh, really? So it's catching up in Mississippi, huh?
Oh, yeah. They call it the Little Las Vegas. They got a slot machine.
Oh, is that right?
And they got card game. They got... Dice game, they got anything you want.
Oh, they got something.
It's on a big hill, Chris.
what's the name of the town?
Natchez, Mississippi.
Oh, up in Natchez. How have you done?
Slap machine. They got some $1.50 a quarter.
Uh-huh.
You got to stand in line to play.
How have you done?
They call it Little Las Vegas, but the name of the place we play in that, we're going to play every 15 days.
Oh, is that right?
I named it a while ago.
Huh.
Bad for name. That's a big place.
Is it a big hall with...
Big, yeah. You got the restaurant in there, you got your slot machine, you got...
Oh, really?
Anything you want is there. Okay, and do try to help us out over there. We'll drive... How far is that, Chris?
California?
Yeah, where you live.
It's about 2,000 miles from where you live.
Oh, Lord.
Yeah, it's a long ways.
Yeah. Hey, I saw it on TV that they got a big, you saw that on TV? Earthquake.
They had an earthquake down in Los Angeles today.
Yeah,
but I'm way north. I'm about 500 miles north of
there. Oh, it didn't touch y'all.
No, it didn't touch us up here, no.
Okay, Chris.
All right, well, thanks a lot.
Okay, baby.
Good, bye-bye.
Bye.